Think of your list of healthy alternatives to normal snack foods. Chances are pork rinds aren't on that list. But the crunchy, salty, deep-fried pigskins are selling more than ever to health-conscious people following the low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet such as the Atkins plan. Rich Rudolph is president of Rudolph Foods Company in Lima, Ohio. He says sales are soaring.
We currently are running at about 23% up over a year ago, and we definitely think that people watching their carbs are a big part of that, not just those that are on the diet, but those that are just more aware.
Well, I guess this is a big marketing opportunity for you. I have a bag of barbecue pork rinds with me here in the studio, and right there on the label I see something that I've never seen before, contains 0 grams of carbohydrates. Right there in bold letters.
That's something that we're starting to tout on the package.
I'm almost afraid to ask this question. What are pork rinds made of?
Well, they're made of the back and the belly skin, obviously not the very outer layer, but they're then taken through a drying and smoking process, then taken through a rendering process to cook the oil out. So actually they're 70% protein and only 5 grams of fat.
But we're essentially talking about deep-fried hog flesh.
Well, if you want to describe it in that way, that, you know, a potato chip or most snack foods, tortilla chips, are fried, and this is taken and smoked and dried, very similar to ham or bacon.
And we've heard about pork rinds appearing now in gourmet food stores, in places where you didn't necessarily see them in the past. What kind of designer brands are being marketed, or designer flavors are we seeing?
One of the newest flavors out there is a salt and vinegar, and it's been working quite well. The designer flavors are some of the sweet flavors that are currently being marketed.
Like cinnamon toast pork rinds or something like that?
Yeah, there has been some in that order, and I think some honey flavorings as well.
Yours is a family business, started in the 1950s. You've been doing this a long, long time. Is this a kind of a hoot to you, this idea that, you know, supermodels are breaking open a bag of pork rinds?
Absolutely. But we're darn glad to have it. But, yeah, it's, you know, we've always had a bit of pork rind humor, as you were poking a bit of fun at the product earlier, even though that the nutritional profile is pretty good. So We've learned to roll with those punches of pork rind humor. Now we're able to be taken that much more seriously as the only crunchy snack that's in like a chip form that has no carbs.
So what's it like there in your business? Are you fielding calls from gourmet stores and places that you'd never heard from before?
We're starting to, yes. We're even have a couple people that are taking the product to the better for you section of supermarkets.
What should a good pork rind taste like?
It should have a light bacon flavor, a nice solid crunch, but not too hard, and have adequate salt, but not too salty, and a good mouthfeel, so it doesn't have a real greasy feel to it. And that's what our product gives you.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you.
Rich Rudolph is president of the Rudolph's Food Company in Lima, Ohio. He was speaking to us about the surge in demand for pork rinds.